This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. One thing I want to, as of April, according to Adweek, places like CNN outdid MSNBC. And they did that with an average daily viewership of a slightly more than a million. Now, you have to understand how bad that is. CNN is in every airport in the United States, and they only get a million viewers. Talk radio dominates TV. I mean, we absolutely decimate their numbers. Tear them apart. Tear them apart. That means they're talking to, over the course of a week, 7 million people. Okay. A lot of us here at Genesis reach that many people. And you know, obviously, you know, it's, we probably do it with a different type of viewpoint than the one that Roger is concerned about. But my thing about this is that I know something needs to be done, but the last thing that I want to see, I don't even know where this is supposed to go. I keep looking at this and, you know, okay, so social media is being unfair with us. Okay, fine. I think they should kick us all out. I think they should kick every one of us out, all the conservatives, and then have what they've got, which would be about half. That would be about half. And I hope they do. I hope they kick us out, and I hope they go after the Second Amendment, and I hope they come after everything, and I hope just once in their lives they quit projecting and actually get out there and state what they want to do and then start to try to do it. And then let's watch what happens, because you'll be shocked at what's going to happen. My network is in Minneapolis, Minnesota, just outside of it. And that area has been totally transformed by the arrival of tens of thousands of refugees from Somalia. And there's one of whom that now represents the city and a few suburbs in Congress named Ilhan Omar. Nobody there was asked if such a makeover was desired by the residents. The State Department officials decided that the generous welfare benefits available in Minnesota were reason enough to send people whose native land is tropical to the coldest major city in the United States. But now that the old 97% plus Caucasian city has been made into a multicultural exemplar, the local establishment, including the newspapers and broadcasters, are ultra protective of their prized diversity endowing Somali community. And if you're in Minnesota, or if you're at Genesis right now and you're listening to this and you haven't heard about this, well, stand by. Right now, there's sort of a news blackout about this. There was a horrific attack on people waiting for a light rail train at the University of Minnesota. And very few details are emerging about this. A mob of Utes which it now turns out they are juveniles. So their identities are being protected, believed to be of Somali extraction, attacked innocent people waiting for a light rail train at the East Bank University of Minnesota station. They were wielding either hammers or pipes. The first reports did not come from any established news outlets, but rather from people monitoring police scanners and posting the Facebook page of 2nd Precinct Minneapolis Crime Watch and information. Then those reports were in turn posted to Alpha News, Glenn Reynolds, which wrote about a mob of 8 to 10 males wielding hammers descended upon bystanders at the East Bank Light Rail Station on Friday, injuring several, according to recorded police dispatch audio. Incident was apparently reported to 911 just before 10 p.m. on Friday, according to the audio and other social media police scanner reports. At 9:48 p.m., Facebook post on 2nd Precinct Minneapolis Crime Watch page said that University of Minnesota police were requesting assistance from Minneapolis police and Metro Transit police for a group of 8 to 10 males chasing people with hammers, and that some people were injured. I'm not going to tell you what would happen if somebody came at me with a hammer or a piece of, you know, metal bar, lead bar, whatever. It doesn't matter. Facebook post a minute later on Minneapolis scanner page said that the three police departments were responding to multiple 911 calls about 10 to 12 Somali teen males armed with hammers chasing people, also with several injuries reported. Both Facebook pages regularly post summaries of police scanner audio. A person who claimed on social media to have been at the station when the incident occurred said the group of males had hammers and bars and that they seemed to be attacking anyone who looked like they had money or were white. The witness, who said he isn't white and said he didn't want to take on a bunch of dudes with blunt objects, and that he hurried an older white lady away, and that they walked a few blocks to catch a bus. Which is about all an unarmed person could hope to do. And a mass attack like that. Then there was a big, long, spirited discussion thread on the 2nd Precinct Minneapolis Crime Watch page, which had a whole lot of follow-up. Like, a representative from the MPD 2nd Precinct, which covers the area where the incident occurred, responded that the case was being handled by the University of Minnesota Police and said the U of M police report indicated there were 7 juveniles causing a disturbance on the light rail platform and that 2 of the juveniles had pipes in their hands. The email stated that 2 juveniles were arrested and cited for disorderly conduct, fleeing police and false information to police, and they were transported to the juvenile detention center. The email also said that one of the suspects was known to officers in Minneapolis' 1st Precinct, which covers downtown Minneapolis and the Cedar Riverside area. The email said there was nothing mentioned about injuries or victims. Case number UM19-140183. Because the suspects are juveniles, no further information about their identities or cases will be made available. Finally, yesterday, 3 days after this attack, the Pioneer Press Daily newspaper covered the attack, with 2 males who were carrying metal pipes were identified through video surveillance and witness descriptions, said Lacey Nygaard, a University of Minnesota spokeswoman, and police issued them citations. According to the initial emergency radio traffic posted by Minneapolis Crime Watch, they were called for a group of 8 to 10 males chasing people around with hammers. Officers found no one injured as a result of the incident, Nygaard said. They cited 2 males for disorderly conduct, fleeing police on foot. One was also cited for giving police a fictitious name. A police report didn't specify their exact ages, but indicated that one is 12 or 13. There's 14 or 15. Glenn Reynolds commented, males. They were Somali teens showing their gratitude to the nation that gave them refuge. Ilhan Omar is completely ungrateful, too. Since they are juveniles, we can expect this attack to disappear from the formal media. But perhaps bloggers and Facebook posters, as long as Zuckerberg permits it, will offer further details as they emerge. Shall we celebrate diversity, anyone? I'm not going to tell you what I would do if a Somali teenager comes. Well, yeah, I will. He wouldn't get arrested. If I'm getting attacked with a claw hammer, that assailant is not going to make it to being arrested. It's just not going to happen. self-defense will come into play. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. By the way, just so everybody knows, I don't remember where I saw this, and I don't know which jurisdiction it was in, but I saw a story where a bunch of youths with paintball guns started shooting at a house. And, you know, you can hear the paintball impacting, but it's paintballs. And if a paintball hits you in the right place, and I mean, it has to be the right place, it can be fatal, no doubt about it. But, having said that, the homeowner went outside and shot one of the paintball shooters because he did not know what the guy had. The guy was shooting at his house, and he shot him with a real gun. We do not know if that homeowner is going to get charged yet. There is no real way to figure out what's happening in the heat of the moment. So imagine, imagine, if you will, somebody coming at you with a claw hammer. You can tell it's a claw hammer. You have lethal response on you. You have lethal force available on you. What are you going to do? Do you remember what I told you about being a willing victim? That's my whole point with that. That's all. The only point I got. So that's all I had to say. That bothers me that that happened, and nobody was able to respond to it. Nobody was able to do anything about it. So, let's move on, shall we, in the remaining 5 minutes we got with this segment. Now, Facebook. Now, here we go. This is where we get into details here. This is not conceptual. Facebook is now being exposed as the naked propaganda organ that ought to be treated by law as a publisher legally responsible for the content it hosts and not as a forum, the status it currently enjoys. They like to be a forum when Antifa calls for violence. They like to be a publisher when you want to get out there and say, I am pro-life. Recently, there was an article in a publication called Epic Times by Peter Svob, and it goes like this. Facebook has encouraged some of its employees to probe the background of conservative commentator Candace Owens for anything that could give the social media giant grounds to kick her off its platforms, an internal Facebook document described and partially leaked to Breitbart indicates. Maybe I can get AWR to come on and talk about that. The document is a spreadsheet on policy review of what the company calls hate agents. It was created in early April and was related to prominent figures recently banned from the platform, like Milo Yiannopoulos and Alex Jones and a few other people that got banned. Michelle Malkin, she got kicked off for a moment. Owens was listed on the document under the note, extra credit, we should look into this after we're done with the above designation analysis. The spokesperson believed Owens hadn't yet been investigated. Owens already had been subjected to suspension on what appears to be ideological grounds. Her Facebook said, this post goes against our community standards. It looks like something you posted doesn't follow our community standards. Candace Owens posts, Black America, we must wake up to the great liberal hoax. White supremacy is not a threat. Liberal supremacy is. And then she was suspended for 7 days. A Facebook spokesperson said the account was suspended by mistake and restored later that day. Suspension was unrelated to the internal document, they said. Well, that's nice to know. The document indicated that Facebook employees were to look into what Owens is known for, including her ideology, actions, major news, etc. What she's known for is for being a black American and being conservative. That's what she's known for. We can't have that. There was also supposed to be a list of affiliated hate entities of Owens. Spokes Hold didn't respond to questions on what Facebook considers a hate entity, which constitutes an affiliation, and how can users avoid such affiliations. You know, I'm not down about hate. I don't hate anything. I don't hate much. But if I can, I want to do everything I can to keep from hating things, and I don't want to be affiliated with hate things. So why can't they tell me how to miss that, how to not have that happen? Facebook maintains that it doesn't look at people's political views when deciding whom to ban, but its community standards are to a degree a partisan manifesto. The standards heavily focus on suppressing their hate speech, even though Americans are divided sharply along political lines on what does and doesn't constitute hateful speech, a 2017 Cato survey showed. Senator Josh Hawley is leading the charge to get to the bottom of the ideological thumb on the scale of Facebook. Robbie Sove at Reason wrote last March. In his brief remarks Friday at the Conservative Political Action Conference, Senator Josh Hawley accused big tech companies of discriminating against conservative voices and called for the government to do something about it. Well, let's make them publishers. Let's just take that out from under there. And then they get to be liable. I'm not afraid of them being liable for me. Here's something for the podcast for this will pop up on Facebook. I guess they've never listened to it. But let me put this out there. Somebody comes up to you with a claw hammer, Somali or otherwise. Somebody's coming at you with a claw hammer. And you make the determination that they're going to hurt you. Shoot them until they go down. Yeah. Isn't that harsh? Or run faster than they can run. I mean, whatever option you want to partake of. But do something. Now, they have something called Hawley's proposed solution to this problem, which is not, in fact, the solution at all. It's to meddle with Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which shields Internet platforms from certain sorts of lawsuits. That's their thing. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is rejecting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's accusation that he's engaging in a cover-up.
Instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk in to look at people that I just said I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups.
The president speaking at the White House on Wednesday, making his remarks after Pelosi and other top Democrats came to the White House for a scheduled meeting on infrastructure. Prosecutors in Manhattan are filing new charges against former attorney Michael Avenatti. The high-profile lawyer is accused of stealing money tied to a book advance from one of his former clients. Avenatti is also indicted on extortion charges on Wednesday for his alleged attempt to extract more than $20 million from Nike. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says a newly designed $20 bill featuring Harriet Tubman will not be coming out until the year 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I've got a gun stock going now to the winner of the At One Gun Stock Contest. That's Terry Kreitz. Enjoy that, young fellow, when you get that. You should be there tomorrow, I think I saw. I'm just full of grammatical disasters tonight. And I apologize for that. So check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So tonight we have numbers for you. We have numbers. Oh, we have numbers. If you were to go and look at the U.S. murder concentrations by local Image Crime Prevention Research Center, by their map, well, California is not exactly a nice place to be. Not at all. Nevada, the tip of Nevada, the closest to California, not a nice place to be. Parts of the border, I think that's Arizona, not a nice place to be. And then everywhere else is relatively safe, except up in Washington State, where they've got a nice little center now of new crime stats happening. Florida, the tip towards, you know, in a lot of places, not a good place to be. But overall, America is pretty nice. When we talk about guns, There is a lot of misinformation and outright lies told by the gun-grabbing left. For the left, gun control is a means to an end, a way to consolidate and solidify power. Not to save lives. And that's one of the reasons that their programs fail. They don't want to stop shootings, but they want to use them to retain power. But I'm going to tell you what, facts are very difficult to ignore. You can't really ignore facts. They do. They choose to ignore the facts, but facts that you can use. Right now, in the United States today, there's between 120 and 150 million gun owners in the United States. We are, even at 120 million, we are the majority of voting adults as gun owners. Period. If we say there's 70 to 80 million children in the United States under the voting age, right? So that, you know, at 120, that means there's 200 million. So we're the majority. But here you go. 53% of all shootings are by black men under 30. Black America is 12% of the population. So that means 3% of the U.S. population is doing more than half of the killing. 83% of all shootings are gang and drug related. And they occur mostly in nice metropolitan areas controlled by Democrats. Only about 7% of all shootings come from a rifle or shotgun, and less than 40% of that 7% involve what is referred to as a modern sporting rifle. Think of that as what I call a personal defense weapon, or an AR-15, or an AK, or whatever you want to call them. We rank 11th in rampage killings for industrialized nations. 50% of the counties in the U.S. will not have a murder within their boundary. 2% of the counties had 53% of all the murders in the United States. That's a gigantic stat right there, all by itself. 2% of the counties had 53% of all the murders in the U.S. Both Japan and Korea have a much higher suicide rate than the U.S. And both nations virtually ban private gun ownership. 75% of all gun deaths are attributed to suicide. Guns are not the cause of suicide, they are the means of suicide. Now, an Obama administration study showed guns are used over 500,000 times a year to save a life or prevent crime or assault. So, in the U.S., right, just using that one number, we're going to go with that number, not the CDC number. We'll go with that number. The total number of gun deaths are 38,000. Suicides are 28,500. This is latest figures. Gang and drug shootings and killings, 7,885. Of the remaining, 1,615. That is the true number of murders by guns, is below 1,700 in a country of 330 million people. If we get rid of the gangs and the drugs, or if we want to take it one step further and get rid of the democratically controlled cities or the 2% of the counties where all this, if we get rid of that, and we are one of the safest countries in the world. Now, I just gave that to you. If nothing else, everybody listening to this right now should take this 1 hour and download it. And then if you don't like if you don't like what came before and what comes after, edit that out and send this around to everybody you know that owns a gun. Share it. Shift the paradigm. For the left to face a reality that gun ownership is not the cause of violence. The cause of violence is a bunch of failed social programs. It is not guns. It's a social program of welfare that destroys families and open borders that brings in opioids that destroy lives. That's the real cause of gun deaths. These are our rights. This is our country. By the way, these facts, they come from the FBI Unified Crime Report. For anybody out there saying, well, what's your source? The FBI Unified Crime Report. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for paying attention to that part of it. And, you know, we have to use these, and we have to keep repeating them. We have to share them. We have to tell whoever's out there. There are going to be people that aren't going to be convinced. They're going to say, well, you know, this, that, the other, whatever. And if you get out there and say it's the FBI, well, they're cops after all. There'll always be a reason not to believe it, right? So, the trick is to, number one, not get discouraged and not get angry, because you're dealing with a bunch of people that are, you know, propagandized. They've been told a lie for so long, they believe it. They do. They believe it. They absolutely believe it. The other part is that numbers don't lie. Facts are not hate. Okay? Facts are not hate. If you want to know why black America is trying to kill each other, it's not black America that's trying to kill each other. It's a segment of male blacks who have no family. So, and that is brought about by you know, leftist programs, leftist welfare programs, where it's better not to have the father home and, you know, that kind of stuff. Suicide is another thing that is a horrible thing. But guns are not the cause of suicides. They're just the means. And I know two people that recently took their lives with guns. And it wasn't because there were guns. It was because of something else. The gun was just the way to do it. One had tried other ways to do it, and he had failed, so he finally went to the gun. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers,
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I've got a video that's going to come out where Dustin Knutson and I show you some of the other Boyd's gun stocks. I'm very big on the At-One gun stock, but I got a whole table full to show you. And I need to put that video out tomorrow, I guess, so I'll try to get on that. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, let's go back to stuff, shall we? A few days ago, economists put out a report stating that Venezuela's collapse was the worst seen of any country not at war. Even the New York Times did a superb piece illustrating that war effect in words with a disturbing front page picture of a starving child dying on a ragged bed. The only sad part was that the paper left off the word socialism, which is kind of like building the Chrysler Tower and forgetting to put the ornate steeple on it. Those two things overlap. Socialism, in fact, is war. It's war against property and trade and human nature and human beings. It never provides for its people, no matter what it's advertising, because it can't. It fails every time it's been tried. Just take a look at some recent pictures from Venezuela. Via Javier Chirinos. Go to check his stuff out. Javier Chirinos, by the way, is J-A-V-I-R Chirinos, Chirinos. Go check out his pictures. His pictures look like a bomb went off. It's indistinguishable from an image of a country in the rubble of war. These pictures are horrible. because the victims are helpless children and the poorest of the entire world's poor, lying around in port entries like rag dolls. They look like discarded refuse of the socialist glory in the name of the people. The late, unlamented Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez vowed to end all children living on the streets, and he lied because his socialism always lies. Venezuela's great democratic leader, Maria Corina Machado, in a new essay for Panam Post, writes that the country is indeed at war. What is entrenched in Venezuela is a regime of another nature, never before present in the hemisphere. It is made up of the worst mafias in the world that, in addition, develops an unconventional war in our country. This type of war, also called asymmetric, is waged on multiple planes, starting with the fundamental one, which is the plane of the mind. Hence the importance that tyranny gives to psychological operations and the immense investment they make to influence public opinion, national and international positioning, their own narrative. In this sense, the Maduro regime, supported by Cuban propaganda experience and the means of dissemination of other powers of the world, has been effective in the construction of false matrices with the aim of dismantling external forces, diluting the credible threat, and demoralizing to the Venezuelans. They operate on three fundamental myths. The first, that an external operation in Venezuela would be a massive and conventional military occupation. The second, that the attempt of an external action that entails the exit of the regime would generate a civil war. And the third, that a peaceful transition has to incorporate the regime's criminal mafias as part of the transitional government. War. This is what war looks like. The war of all the socialism. If you look at Cuba, it's the same sort of picture. Cuba looks like a country at war. No bombs dropped. The only thing that descended was socialism. It's not really, they don't look like they've been blown up. They look like they're just decaying away. The only thing that descended was socialism. Then Ike Brannon writes at the Washington Times, a sad little fact that confronts anyone who comes here with two open eyes is that 60 years of statism, he's talking about Cuba, has resulted in an utterly ruined city and a completely impoverished citizenry. That some old buildings are still standing is of little consequence. The town smells like the 1960s, thanks in part to the smell of burning garbage wafting around the town from a dump on the town's outskirts, along with the emissions from automobiles from the 1950s and the odd Lada. I was unprepared for pungent air pollution triggering a Proustian-like memory, but we all have our eccentricities. The old city's famed architecture does have some charms, but it's not remarkably different than similar enclaves that I've visited across Latin America, except for the unfortunate fact that the buildings here are almost completely unkempt and in danger of disintegrating. Here and there are ones that are completely collapsed. People have died from this lack of upkeep. So, socialism equals war. Never forget that. We'll get ready to flip the hour. Gun control advocates like to contend that there's more gun deaths that are going to occur when guns are abundant in society. The statistics they use to make the case, however, are not very persuasive. The most commonly cited evidence for the linkage is that the states with the higher gun death rates also tend to be the states in which gun owners are a higher percentage of the population. But if you can, they like to compare the gun death rate to the gun ownership rate. And you can really see, if you look at certain bar graphs, that states with lots of gun owners also tend to have high gun death rates. It's not a perfect relationship, but any objective observer will accept that the scatter plot suggests a linkage. Problem is that the gun control advocates often treat this scatter plot as prima facie evidence, when in fact it suggests only a possible relationship. Because this statistical science appears to support their theory, gun control advocates rarely care to look into the matter any deeper. And this is a subtle form of something called confirmation bias. Now, this little scatterplot thing I'm talking about is based upon most commonly used data, CDC, and is an accurate representation of what is referred to in statistics as linear regression. But on the vertical axis is plotted the phenomenon we're trying to explain, the gun death rate. So by convention, the horizontal axis, which in this instance is the gun ownership rate, each point represents an individual state. The straight line running through the points, which is the regression line, seeks the middle and summarizes the average amount of change in the gun death rate associated with a given amount of change in the gun ownership rate. See, now I'm having to go into this really detailed, complicated explanation of all of these things. When I just read to you just a minute ago, when I just gave you all kinds of statistics, it just came from the FBI. And they come with a map showing, it's color-coded, and you can see all the nice red areas where it's really bad. And, you know, we don't have to go with prima facie, and we don't have to go with scatter plot. We can just go with numbers, pure numbers. But that's, you know, that's not going to work, because if we go with just pure numbers, then it can't look like more guns equal more death. So, you know, they like to have fun with the old scattershot. You can get in there and you can throw a bunch of monkey wrenches in it really, really well. It's a way of it's almost like a misdirection. It's like their scattershot is like a you know, one of the 90 degree angled bar graphs. It's got a line. It's got a bunch of dots. You're looking at that. Most people looking at this would be like, you know, I'm looking at it and I'm saying gun deaths versus vehicles, traffic deaths versus guns. I'm looking at all their little subtitles, you know, all their little subsets of everything. And, you know, all that I really get out of it is confused. And that's where they get you. This is where they've got me. I get confused. Then when I get confused, now they're out there saying, well, in order to combat this, we have to do this and we have to do that. And, you know, don't go for the simplicity. The simplicity will set you free. I guarantee it. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face the darkness with 2011.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.